And so,
if one of the goals of the law is a fairness, the appearance of fairness, and the hearing officer apparently works for the University of California. Why don't we have an independent hearing officer? Right? Someone from, you know, someone who's been a retired judge. I don't know. Someone other than an employee of the university.
I appreciate the suggestion. I guess what I would say is that we have innumerable instances in public entities where people who work for the entities are civil service commissioners. We have innumerable instances where people who work for the institutions are Skelly officers. You know, this is not unique to have people who are going to be adjudicating matters in a public institution that are also public employees. That happens with great frequency.
Security exchange officers, for example.
I'm just saying that
stockbrokers who sit.
That's exactly what I'm thinking about. You get to arbitrate this in front of the stockbrokers.
Yeah. Here's the fundamental fairness, though, if I might, because it's important in the broader issue, is that there's certainly a right to appeal, and that right was exercised in this case. If you don't agree with the hearing officer, you have the right institutionally to appeal first and all the way up to the level of the chancellor. And then from there, and that's what the procedures provide, by the way, that's further due process. And then, of course, you have the right to take the writ, and you have the right to have a judicial officer, with all the training you're suggesting, make sure that that administrative agency provided due process, make sure that that administrative agency exercised fundamental fairness in the hearing. All I would offer to this panel is to look carefully at each one of the assertions that are being made in this case.
We're going to look carefully. I might just about ruin your day here. Let's just assume you lose. Are you going forward again with this? Or should we allow you to go forward with this again?
That's my